Do not adjust your settings. Take your hands off the keys. Your search is over. These are the geeks you're looking for. You found Geek Watch 1 with Kylan and Ken.
This is going to be quite a ride.
Say, Jim, boom! That's a bad outfit. Boom!
I love you.
Me too, man. Hit me, my turn! Am I the meanest?
Show
now. Am I the prettiest?
Show now.
Am I the baddest mofo low down around this town?
Show now.
Well, who am I?
Show now.
The Shogun of Harlem.
For what lies ahead, ready are you?
We're police officers. We're not trained to handle this kind of violence.
Hey, Geeksters, I'm Kyla.
And I'm Ken.
And you found Geek Watch 1.
Welcome back, Geeksters, to another Meeplecast from the brand new Malton Meeple.
So it's not really another Meeplecast, it's a new Meeplecast.
Well, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, but if we start branding it the new Meeplecast, how long are we going to leave it as the new Meeplecast?
One.
But it's not a new Meeplecast, it's still the Meeplecast.
I know, it's still the same Meeplecast, but from a new location.
We just moved.
No, but we could, the Saved by the Bell is a new class, went for like
thank you.
Six seasons.
I know.
I thought you only made it like one season.
No,
because Screech came in around the third or fourth season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, poor Screech. poor Screech.
Who's the only one that held that together?
Yeah. The college did not do well for him, did it? She just went right back to Bayside.
Well, given the fact that Mr. Belding spent, you know, like every year at Soapbox Derby, you know, he really didn't.
No.
I was going to say, working with the public every day for the first year is your first day.
That's so sad.
But would you agree?
You're right. I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Anyway.
So, as I said, welcome, Geeksters. Today we're going to be talking about movies coming up in the second quarter, which is interesting, because they really, they front-loaded this summer.
Barely.
With, five huge blockbuster movies, but there's not much else. There is some other stuff in there. There's some horror and some comedy and some stuff, but big-name movies, there's not a whole lot in there.
39 almost. Not really.
But I'm sitting here thinking about from here forward.
Thing is, though, if you look at the third quarter, there's not much either.
Yeah.
Especially
what it is, they spent all the money last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a recovery year.
Yeah.
True.
Well, we have that. We've been doing this 2.5-3 years now.
The thing is, you only need a couple big movies. I mean, look how long Black Panther lasted in first place. Mm-hmm. It's still in theaters.
That's right.
And it came out in February.
Yeah.
And
that's
it's April. Okay, so.
No. What you're saying is all you need is Disney.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, basically, because blockbusters are all
Disney.
All but one. Now that they own
all but one.
Yeah.
Because
so.
Now that they have, well, they will have Fox, so that's going to be one of them also.
Disney/Marvel, you could be the characters.
But Universal sneaking one in there in the end.
Yeah.
But
they're going to get a little money.
But before we get to that, let's talk about this new meeting. This place is awesome. This new Malton Meeple.
Significantly bigger.
Yes. Jim's not here. I was hoping to get Jim on the show to tell us about it. But we're actually in one of the private rooms. This is actually the largest of the private rooms. Pam was telling me this. And they're going to have two escape rooms in these private rooms. Mm-hmm. And one of them's already painted like a dungeon almost.
There's a whole corridor of rooms here now.
Yes. So you can run private games, you can do... Jim was talking about that one of their ideas is probably this room is actually wiring it for multimedia.
Ooh.
Awesome.
So that they could do live streaming of games and such from here.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, because a couple times a year, especially when they have their fundraisers and stuff, they do live stream them anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
So they always have to set
the
stuff up.
Or when they do extra life stuff.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if they had it all set up, they just,
tons mm-hmm. of windows, tons of light.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the nice thing is, you guys, did you get to look outside and what they have in the actual yard area here?
Mm-mm.
It is huge. She was saying how this summer they've not done anything really other than removing. This was an actual old daycare.
Yes.
Right.
So that's why this has got all
perfect
rooms
for
and the big room.
They gutted most of the inside, kept the main walls and stuff, mm-hmm. but gutted everything else and rebuilt.
But until like last week or the week before, they still had all the playground equipment out there.
Yes.
Right.
Man, I can't believe they got rid of it.
I know.
Well, but what they're going to do, it was worth it.
Yeah, they're going to be putting in, I guess, adult playground because it'll be their giant Jenga. All the big stuff you have to do outside, big game-wise, they're planning on putting some of that. Yeah. a giant chess set like what they have down in Riverwood.
Riverwood, yeah.
That type of thing's out there. Plus, the other side of the building from where we're at here has a nice little patio area out there that they're planning on running gas lines so they can actually run fire pits and stuff like they did in the old Meeple.
Ooh, nice.
Sweet.
Cool.
So they're gaming indoor and outdoor, weather permitting.
Sweet.
Very cool.
So, yeah, this place is awesome. It's right off of Route 303 in Hudson, if anybody knows, behind Acme Plaza. So it's not hard to find. Even if you don't know what streets to turn down, you find the Acme Plaza and go behind it, you're good.
Yeah.
You can't miss it.
You can approach it from a couple different ways, but it's easier to find, actually, than the other location, because a lot of people, even though technically that was centrally located, it was set back from the road, and if you didn't know it was there, you'd just drive right past it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, this can't mimic the feel of the old one. The old one felt like an awesome gaming type place.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was an 1800s barn.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
It was an octagon, right?
Well, you know, they'll get there with the painting.
That's right, they'll get there.
You know.
So, but other than that, do you guys do anything this week?
I got Kickstarter stuff in this week.
Oh, I did too.
Yeah.
Which Kickstarter stuff did you get?
Top Secret.
Nice. Have you read through it yet?
Are we going to explain what you did when Top Secret arrived? Okay, so on Thursday, there was a box on the porch, and I went and got the box. I brought it in the house. He said it said TSR Games, so he knew what it was. And he said, Alexa, what did you tell Alexa to do? Play the Mission Impossible theme. So to the Mission Impossible theme, he's opening up this box and pulling out Top Secret.
That's awesome.
And I got the, I think it was like the field agent level, so I got like the game, the box, and we got the PDFs, and I also got like the hardcover book with gold filigree.
Yes.
So
nice.
The bound book. So I don't get to use the word filigree often, so I jumped on that.
And I made sure to print out the PDF so that he actually doesn't have to flip through the book to read it.
Yeah.
He can just read the PDF.
And then, oh my god, it is so freaking awesome. And I still have the original TSR Top Secret game book. And, oh man, it's like leaps and bounds, just what they're able to do now. I understand that we're talking about a game that's like 30 plus years old, but wow. I haven't even really had a chance to get too much into it, but I'm loving it, and I think I have one of the. There's one module too, right? I believe with
yes.
the white.
You have the PDF of the. Well, I think it's the White Queen module.
The White Queen module. So I'm looking forward to getting into that, and I might be coerced into maybe running a game. Maybe I don't know, since there's a module. We'll see.
You know, you gotta run it, man. I want to play. So did you send Merle an email thanking him for this?
He hasn't had time yet.
I haven't had time. I've been busy.
Oh, yeah. And Friday, you got your official icon
yes.
agent badge as well.
Yes.
Is that separate?
It mailed separately because it was the warehouse sent the games out, but they personally made the icon badges. And when you got the survey, the Kickstarter survey, after it was a success, you had to send in your photo to be put on the badge. So it's actually...
Oh, nice.
He actually has a badge with his photo on it, his chosen name and alias... And
So the picture
was it in your spy cosplay that you have?
Yeah, it is.
He's wearing sunglasses on.
Yes. Yeah. That one, I got Alexa to play the Bond thing.
That's true. When you open
that one, I have on a look, and it comes complete with a letter from the administrator congratulating you for graduating. Spy training and becoming one of the becoming part of the first class of icon agents. So
it's actually on icon letterhead. Like it's got
so I'm not sure if I'm even going to even touch that letter. I might just frame it. I'll frame it right there along with my letter of mark.
Yeah.
So you know. My family will have somebody who actually owns a letter of mark and an official, semi-official intelligence agency.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I technically have two intelligence lanyards because I got my shield one too.
Yeah, but you don't have the welcoming letter.
That's true.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't.
Yeah.
No. Anyone can get the shield one.
That's true because all you had to do is like be with. What's that loot crate for that one?
So, yeah. I have that one. I'm not even a huge Marvel fan.
See,
a lot of people love the Shield one.
So yeah, so I'm kind of excited. More than just kind of, but you know.
If you know Kylan, you know what that means.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, we got a package from Kickstarter yesterday, too. We had mentioned a couple months back, Seth Breedlove with Small Town Monsters did their Kickstarter for the Flatwoods Monster, the Beast of Bray Road, and what was the other one? The Lake Champlain Monster?
Mm-hmm, the Champlain.
And we actually got our pack of the DVD of the Flatwoods Monster, and it came with like a Flatwoods Monster die cut sticker, Small Town Monsters button, and magnet from the Lake Champlain with the champ on it. So that was cool. We're going to sit down, and actually, the Kickstarter one had the signed DVD cover.
No, nice.
With all the production guys. So we still have the other movies coming. We just, obviously, those ones aren't done yet.
Right.
This one was already done. The Kickstarter was to fund the end of The Beast of Bray Road.
Mm.
And then finish the post-production and then start the other ones.
Cool.
So we still have to sit down and watch this. Obviously, it came in yesterday, so we've not had time to do... We didn't have time to do anything this week.
This week.
Yeah.
I finally recovered from GaryCon, and now I'm going to C2E2 next weekend.
How was GaryCon?
GaryCon was fantastic. There were a lot more people than last year. Something that was really weird happened to my friend Susie, who I was staying with. She actually played in a game with Joe Manganiello?
Manganiello.
Manganiello,
yeah. Yeah. Played a game with him, didn't know who he was. I'm like, oh my god, you're such a nerd. How could you not know who that was? She had no idea.
Wow.
Was he there as a guest or was he just there to play?
He was just there to play.
He's a big gamer.
Yep.
He's a big gamer, yeah.
He was there to play. I think he loved the fact that no one really knew who it was. Mm-hmm. Because, I think the DM knew. Because the DM pulled him off to the side and said, I need you to help me with a certain part of this game. So it was just Susie and a bunch of other guys in this D&D game. And she's like, you know, we have to kill him off first. And they were all laughing, and she didn't know why.
Nice. Wow.
I know. I'm like, dang it. I should have signed up for that game.
Deathstroke?
Right?
Gaming with Deathstroke.
Right? She had no idea. And I got to play in a game with one of the lead designers for Betrayal at House on the Hill, The Widow's Walk.
Oh, nice.
And that was awesome. Really cool. And she dresses all pin-up-y, and she had pink hair, and she was really cool.
So how was that?
That was a lot of fun, because we even started the haunt of one of the new haunts. And it was one where no one really wins. So I loved it.
Isn't House on the Hill that type of game?
It's supposed to be rare for you to win.
Yeah,
I won.
But this is one, even when you win, you lose.
Yeah, basically.
Because I think the last time we played, I won. I was a creepy little girl.
Yeah.
And I just got lucky. That was just sheer luck at that one.
That's the one that we played down in Ravenwood, wasn't it?
Yes.
That was just trying to run and just didn't go.
No.
You just kept falling into the dungeon.
Yes. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And so I'm going to C2E2 for the first time.
Cool.
I don't... I'm so jealous.
Jesse's our con person.
Apparently this year I'm just going to all of them.
I don't blame you.
Feels like us from, 2 years ago when we did Gen Con and Origins both.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just found out on Wednesday that there's, like, this weekend is SpyCon down in Atlanta. I didn't even know this was a thing. And I'm like...
Well, yeah, because it's full of spies.
What are we scheduled for next year now, then?
Now that you're official.
No, I'm official.
Exactly. You're an official spy. You have to attend now.
Yeah. That's right.
That's true. I am an official, aren't I? Well, you know, and actually, I'm a spy with the Freedom Squadron, too.
Yeah.
See? So you're definitely official.
Derelict of duty.
I'm excited on Freedom Squadron to make my character. Because I'm thinking about what could I use with Blackhawk that would actually... Stuff to come from pro wrestling that would actually build into the character. Stuff like... You'd have high charisma. Stuff like that. Being able to do stuff.
You need a pink unicorn backpack.
No.
I agree with Vicky.
But it's like I'm thinking what characteristics from pro wrestling would help in a game, and it's like there's actually a lot of different things.
Hand-to-hand combat, well, although the fighting's not real, but you know.
It's close enough. Actually, you still learn the moves, you just learn how to not make them hurt. So if you know how to make it work, right?
He hasn't seen the video of you severely dislocating my ankle.
Ooh. Yeah.
That we found it still on YouTube.
Yeah, she saw his videos up on YouTube from when she was training.
You can keep powder and fire with you. Like,
see?
You may have thrown fire in your face.
Right.
I should put ankle back in and kept on.
But learn how to really, like, BS someone, because in doing a promo, that's all it is. You give me what I have to do, and then I just talk.
We also learned do not stand up into the doorway of a door.
Oh, yeah, that was actually from one of the pro wrestling shows we did. The backstage area had three steps onto the stage to come out, except there was a door and then the three steps. Well, he hit the step before ducking. He stood up into the doorway.
Oh.
He was coming out to do a promo.
Oh,
and he was knocked out cold walking around, and he did the promo out cold, so it made no sense at all.
It went from, there was a beginning and an end, because I was in the ring, there was no middle. he was a cheerleader.
That was his gimmick, yeah, he was supposed to be a cheerleader.
He was a legit cheerleader at Akron U.
Nice.
And he got all pumped up and
wow.
He was all excited, stood straight up, and it was the funniest thing. The video is also out there on YouTube, if you can find it.
Yeah,
and you can see, he looks like a Pez dispenser.
That's awesome.
Okay. Put your coffee down, honey.
Like you hear a comment at the table in a mob movie. Did you see this dude? I beat him so bad he looked like a Pez dispenser.
This one though, now that you know the context, you can see what I mean.
The best thing he did it to himself.
Yeah. So where were we even at with this?
We were talking about what we did.
Yeah. So, we were talking about Gary Con and
yeah,
stuff.
That's right.
Okay, so. But we need to, if we're going to get into the movie stuff later, we got to get into what happened this week in Geek News.
Well, first off, because you didn't let me finish.
Oh.
I watched a new movie that just hit Netflix yesterday called The Titan.
Oh, that's Netflix? I thought that was coming to the movies later this summer.
Nope. It hit Netflix this week, and it's a sci-fi end-of-the-world movie. It has Sam Worthington, who is in... that horrible blue Smurf movie. Avatar. That one.
So you can't just say that blue Smurf movie because there's been a couple.
I know, there's been actual Smurf movies,
but that one had
the sci-fi Smurf movie. Taylor Schilling, who apparently was in Orange is the New Black, and I don't watch it, so I don't know. But they're husband and wife. Anyways, it's the end of the world. The end of the world is approaching. It's set in 2048. And they know the world is going to be overpopulated, and they want to prepare for it by perhaps colonizing somewhere else. But instead of looking for a planet that has the same atmosphere as Earth that we could live on, they want to see if they can actually make people adapt to a different atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a military program with certain chosen soldiers, and their families move on to this large base so that the families can live kind of normal lives. It's a big enough base that there's like grocery stores and stuff like that. While they undergo all this testing and get injections and become genetically modified to be able to breathe more nitrogen and stuff, and the ultimate goal is to be able to send someone to Titan, Saturn's largest moon.
Oh, that sounds like an interesting
to try and live there, and because they see it as being like almost like a pre-evolutionized Earth, and it has just a higher concentration of nitrogen in the air versus oxygen, so they have to change their systems and all this. So it's about the main character played by Sam Worthington, who's going through all of these chemical enhancements and some surgeries along with all these other soldiers, and some of them don't make it, and some things go wrong, and so it's a bit of a sci-fi monster movie in ways, but it's also a family drama in ways, and about whether this will actually succeed and what works. And actually, it's pretty well done. I told Kylan, it's better than Annihilation, which isn't saying a lot.
Annihilation had a good concept. They just didn't have execution.
This is a good concept with better execution.
Okay.
But I thought it was pretty good. For a Netflix movie, it's really good with effects in that, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they put
Well, that's like I said, when I saw the trailer for this, I mean, that's something Vicky and I were going to go watch when it comes out of the theater.
It could have made it in the theater.
Yeah.
I think it could have.
Well, we talked about that with Annihilation and with some of the other ones, how Netflix and Amazon's starting to do it too. Of these new movies that they're putting out that are theater quality movies that they're putting direct to Netflix. Or they are putting them in theaters for a short run and then bringing them to Netflix or Amazon.
Yeah, this is
because like The Hitman's Bodyguard was a Netflix film.
This is actually another actual Netflix film. And now I don't know if maybe they just didn't have enough faith in, you know, the Sam Worthington and such being able to draw people, or the premise being able to draw people in theaters. But I think it's worth a watch if you're into sci-fi. I think it was good.
Well, it costs less, obviously, to put it directly on Netflix.
Yeah.
But also, I think Netflix is also looking at it as there's every certain amount of time they have to have something new. And not just something that's premiering that's been in theaters. So this may have been their drop. Like, every 2 weeks they want to drop something.
Well, yeah,
big.
With all the money they put in, Netflix has a lot of their own movies coming out and series coming out over the next year. So that's not a surprise. But yeah,
so I wouldn't be surprised if, like, every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks you get something else that's a huge drop for Amazon. Because the only thing, because they got to think, the way people binge stuff on Amazon, Netflix. Well, Amazon's doing a lot of the same, or trying the same model, but
Amazon's not really producing its own stuff.
Yeah. Well, they are, but they're not making as big a splash with it.
Yeah, yeah.
But Netflix, if you put it out every couple of weeks, because the way people binge this stuff anymore, they want people to keep coming back to Netflix. So if you, say they put out Jessica Jones, you watch it the first weekend, all of a sudden you don't watch Netflix anymore. Because you watch what you wanted to see.
Right, exactly.
So you have to keep a constant stream of new stuff coming. Since they're doing it all, like their series is all at once instead of weekly. If they were putting it out weekly, they could, their revenue stream would be coming in a little bit different, but...
Yeah. And actually, they had another one, a new one come out that's vaguely geeky called Game Over Man.
Oh, yeah.
It was supposed to be later in April, but it's actually already on Netflix, so I don't know if it was just this week they decided to drop it, but it's a comedy trio, and I think I had their... Adam Devine, Anders Holm, and Blake Anderson...
One of the guys from Pitch Perfect.
Yeah, I know Adam Devine was on Modern Family for a bit too, but apparently they're a trio that does stuff, and they're these guys who have created a game, and they've finally got a backer for it, so they're celebrating. But then the backer is at a party, and that gets taken over by terrorists, and so they decide they have to save him.
Oh, God.
And I don't know. Okay, I've seen the trailer that was on Netflix, and it involves Shaggy, like the singer. I don't know if he's the backer, but the whole trailer is to that one Shaggy song, It Wasn't Me.
Oh, God.
Because the terrorist tries to get Shaggy to sing it, or he'll shoot him. And so this looks really stupid, and I'm not going to watch it, but I mentioned it because of the whole gaming aspect.
See, the way you're describing it, that sounds so terrible that I have to see this.
Yeah, see, it seems like a you movie. And one of the villains is Neil McDonough. So, Damien Dark, for in case you don't know the name.
Shaggy's getting a lot of luck.
Yeah, Shaggy's showing up. I don't know.
He and Sting got a new album coming out. And
Sting?
This is his way to promote. Yeah.
Yeah, apparently they're like huge buddies.
Huh.
We've heard one of their songs.
Yeah, we heard one of the songs.
But maybe that's how he's promoting them.
And it's really good. And I'm like, and he's getting he's got a movie? You know what?
Yeah, so that
good
that
for
one,
him.
Game Over Man.
Yeah. It's better than what Lou Bega's doing right now.
Lou Bega's getting paid for commercials now.
Yeah,
he's getting paid.
Apparently he's getting 5 checks, which I don't understand. Yeah.
One for every Mambo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That is the best joke I've ever heard.
He's relaxing on the beach in the commercial, though, so he's not doing bad.
You know, he might be calling me and saying, I got some news for you, Cow and Toes. All right.
He wants to look Kylan in his life. In other news, it was reported that apparently, because they have no faith in this movie, Fox has once again moved New Mutants.
Oh.
Aren't they moved both of their X-Men?
Instead of coming out in February 2019, it's now moved to August 2019. And they've moved Dark Phoenix, which was supposed to come out this November, to February, when New Mutants was supposed to come out. So shifted them.
Oh.
And unfortunately, they said there are significant reshoots. So that's not a good sign.
No.
Usually if there's minor reshoots, that's no big deal, but it means this is probably gone before test audience. At least Dark Phoenix probably has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if they're moving it out by like 5-6 months, that's a bit of an issue.
Ooh.
So, and
I
want
to know that was so bad that they had to reshoot.
I know, like, what did they do?
That's like Milton's desk from Office Space.
We're going to
move it back there.
Until it's going to come out on Netflix.
Right.
But my staple.
But they also announced, to the chagrin of Kylan, that apparently in June, Fox is going to start filming Gambit in New Orleans.
Do I know who's playing him?
Yes.
This is why it's the biggest problem, because it's Channing Tatum, unfortunately, playing Gambit.
At least I get to look at him.
Yeah, but you know, Gambit doesn't wear a bag on his head. See that? At least would make it worth it.
His face is weird.
Right here, this is where
he
I
does
wish.
Have a weird face.
This just makes him look special.
We need that sound. We need that sound bite from Good Times when James died. The floor goes, damn, damn. That's how I feel. Every time I hear that, I want a punch bowl. I want a plastic punch bowl so I can throw it down.
You're like, Gambit movie, yes.
The plastic punch bowl wasn't going to break. It'll bounce.
That's what I mean. A little bit more times than we
Was it plastic or was it glass?
Hers broke. It had to be glass.
I'll get a glass one. And damn, damn. Because that's how I feel.
And here's
right
the
now.
News that made you happy. When I see it, I gave you the bad news first and the good news the other day.
That's true.
That the screenwriter for Ready Player One, Zach Penn, he has been tapped to adapt the comic book character Rom Space Knight into a movie for Paramount Pictures, working with Hasbro's Allpark.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
So it was announced a while ago that Rom was not going to be a part of the big planned universe of characters that G.I. Joe and Mask and all of them were going to all join together with in. So this was probably why he was taken out of that, because they wanted to give him his own movie. So considering the success of Pacific Rim, you know that giant robots fighting things can work, and it'll be in space.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing, like, Rom Space Knight, it was just awesome, because that was just, like, it was a toy from the 70s, and the comic took off and did way more than the toy ever did.
There was a couple of them that back then that did that.
Yeah, and then the weird thing was, Rom never had a cartoon, but Rom always just kind of stuck around. And then when IDW?
IDW.
Yeah, when IDW got the rights to all the Hasbro stuff, and they got when the word got out that they were doing Rom, all people were like, you know, it was just it's like, and the thing was,
see,
like the rights to Rom was just so weird, because Rom was popping up in a bunch of Marvel books back then, and because Marvel lost the whatever agreement they had with whoever was, I guess Maven
has
doing Rom at that point.
Mm.
Now, whenever you get the essential collections, anything that Rom appeared in, that issue got yanked.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
they can't reproduce it.
So,
wow.
Like, if you have like an essential collection, and say it's supposed to be issues 1 through 30 of whatever book, and Rom shows up in issue 17. You're gonna have a book with everything except issue 17. It's just weird like that. But luckily, his stories tended to be like standalone, so it was kind of tied. If it showed up in, say, Power Man and Iron Fist, it was tied to whatever was going on in the ROM book, so it didn't really affect what was going on in the other books at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited to hear this, because Rom is awesome. So
watching Kylan do some of these stories and stuff is why we need to have a Facebook live feed. Because you hear part of it, like, but, and he's got all these great facial expressions and movements and stuff. It's totally wasted on audio.
Gap in audio. And if you look this up online, there is a trailer that just got released for a Scooby-Doo spin-off called Daphne and Velma.
Oh, yeah.
Coming on DVD and Blu-ray in May 22nd.
Sounds gay, I'm in.
This is a movie for teens. It's a YA kind of thing.
Sorry, Bart.
Live action. It's a live action Scooby-Doo movie, basically. It's when Daphne and Velma are friends in high school. They basically
You're
try
just
to discover
proving my
They're trying to discover
themselves.
Why campus kids? Why a group of campus kids is becoming zombified? So basically, it's when they start getting their whole mystery solving skills
question
together.
Did
and
they
all that.
Get the Archie writers on this? Because it just sounds like Betty and Veronica.
I have no idea. I don't know. It is produced by something called Blondie Girl Productions, which is Ashley Tisdale's production company from High School Musical. Ashley Tisdale. Ashley and Jennifer, I guess her sister. Basically, their company is committed to telling stories from female perspectives and empowering young girls with positive stories for them.
Here for it.
So, yeah, so they went ahead and made a Daphne and Velma. So, like I said, May 22nd, look for that.
Cool.
Speaking of which, actually, with Scooby-Doo, did you guys get to see Supernatural yet, or is that
we have not watched it.
Okay.
It was out
we
this
didn't
week.
Either yet.
Scooby
We've
Natural,
not watched anything, so.
Yeah, Scooby-Natural hit this
so
week.
So we'll tell you guys about that next week.
And also talking about another YA sort of thing, this is a weird one though, because Netflix has ordered a YA TV series written by Frank Miller.
That actually, no, that
by
is
Frank
not
Miller.
That surprising, because DC has hired Frank Miller to do five graphic novel projects.
Yes.
That are going to bookstores. One of them is actually he asked them to do one of their children's ones.
See, this is
that's something he's wanted to do for a while.
I have a problem
chance.
With this though because of just Frank Miller in general. Because
well, yeah,
well Frank Miller's a dick. But anyways, this is based on a book that he and Tom Wheeler, who wrote Puss in Boots, are doing together called Cursed. It's a YA novel. So at least, you know, he has someone with him helping him write this, so he, like, takes out all the curse words and, you know, doesn't have people attacking each other on a regular basis. But,
No
it's,
ninjas?
It's a re- no, not in this one. It's a reimagining of Arthurian legend. Oh. And it actually follows Nemu, a teenage heroine who actually becomes the Lady of the Lake.
Oh.
So okay. The concept sounds interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how it's going to go from a Frank Miller point of view, but
yeah. There's a couple of other, not just one of the weird projects he's doing. Also, Superman Year One. Frank Miller doesn't like Superman.
I know that could make it awesome because he'll kill him. That's great. You know how I feel about Superman.
Some really different things right now.
But maybe it's because he's older. He's decided he has to mellow.
Yeah.
Something. But out. it is a full 10 episode order for Cursed. I don't know when it's coming out. The book itself isn't coming out till fall of 2019.
No.
So I know it's kind of like, have you not even written it yet? Why are you ordering this? But you know, they're going with the name is what they're going with.
Yeah.
So and plus, as we've said, it's Netflix, so they don't have to worry too much about like ratings and stuff. They don't release the numbers anyway.
Yeah.
So that was an interesting one.
Hmm.
It's official that Captain Marvel has started filming.
Ooh.
There was a photo released of Brie Larson in the cockpit of a jet plane in her jumpsuit and everything.
Nice.
There's also been other behind-the-scenes photos of her and other actors on set in their 90s grunge, because we all know that's when it's set.
Nice.
So they're full on of the time period.
Nice.
And if you haven't heard of some of the additional people being added to the cast, we all knew that Sam Jackson was going to be in it, because this is Nick Fury with both eyes.
Yeah.
It's pre-loss of the eye, or maybe he loses the eye in it. I don't know. And there will also be Clark Gregg, who has not been in a movie for quite a few years since he got killed off, and of course the current Avengers don't know he's actually alive, but this is earlier before he becomes director.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of the Kree are in it now, Jaimin Hunsu and Lee Pace, mm-hmm. who we remember from the first Guardians of the Galaxy. So now they are both actually in it, so we know who the main Kree are going to be, who are in this Kree-Skrull battle thing going on that... if you don't know the basic story, Carol Danvers gets her powers and becomes ultimately the superhero Captain Marvel because of a massive explosion that gives her Kree abilities. And so that's why she can be in space and breathe and all that kind of stuff.
Ah, okay.
But
that
she
comes
was,
in handy.
Her early story was about her being in the Air Force, so it's a legit, they're going that part
nice.
Of a legit background. I know they're changing it a bit, but... but for the most part, they're kind of giving her that kind of background. And the ones who wrote the screenplay, actually, Nicole Perlman and Meg LaFauve, Perlman wrote on Guardians of the Galaxy, and LaFauve co-wrote Inside Out.
Oh, okay. Nice. I love both of those.
So yeah, so they've got good cred on that.
Nice.
The movie comes out March 2019. And it could have some effect on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. if the show continues. Because one of the things on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is that Coulson didn't necessarily know about the Kree when things were happening to him and Tahiti was going on when he was getting the whole brain surgery bringing him back to life thing. Mm-hmm. But if he's in the Captain Marvel movie that involves Kree, there are questions about whether he will know what's going on.
But if they had to bring him back to life, they mess with his brain so
that's
much.
That's the thing.
They could have made him forget all of
that's
it.
That's the issue of whether he remembered anything once he was into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So that'll be the issue of... But see, they'll have to address it directly as to what he forgot and what he knew to begin with. Because once he becomes Director of S.H.I.E.L.D., he would have gotten access to all that classified stuff about the Kree, too.
Right, yeah.
So there's issues there, but we'll see how it works out. Mm-hmm. And the last thing I have is something that will make a lot of people who loved certain 80s movies very happy. Karate Kid's coming back to theaters for one night only.
Yeah, we saw that last night.
Yay!
It's on April 25th.
Ooh.
Through Fathom Events at 7 p.m. There are a few theaters in Northeast Ohio for those of us in the area that are playing it. I know Macedonia, I think, is one of them that's playing it. And basically, it's coming because May 2nd, the YouTube Red series Cobra Kai begins, which is the present-day continuation of Karate Kid, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's got your favorites, played by Ralph Macchio and Billy Zabka, back again. So basically, they're going to show the original Karate Kid and then the first two episodes of Cobra Kai, which, if you know YouTube Red, you actually have to pay for that. So if you want to continue watching...
That's why I don't know why I'm so anti-YouTube Red. I just...
I know. It's like, pay for Netflix and Hulu and Amazon, but
right.
YouTube? Nah.
Yeah, I don't know why I am. I just... Ugh.
Well, as of right now, what else is on YouTube Red
exactly.
that you want to see?
Exactly. They keep showing all of these really bad, kitschy shows that and just like...
They got a bunch of the YouTube stars to actually make scripted shows, and I'm like, but that's not how they became stars in the first place.
Right.
Right.
So I just don't think they're good in that role.
I'm almost tempted. I'm not willing to pay for it to watch Cobra Kai, though. I don't know.
Well, you could just get that 1 week free.
That's
and
true.
Then watch them all.
Watch them all.
Yeah, that's true.
Make sure they're all out, though.
Yeah, once they're all out, watch the
I don't know if YouTube releases it all at once or if you get it weekly or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they work. But
depending on what the trial is.
Right.
If you get a week or you get a month.
True.
If you get a month... Suddenly, you start creating... You have, like, 20 different Gmail accounts.
No.
But we already have 5 or 6, so...
I got it. We're media here. You gotta talk to YouTube about getting a membership so you can talk about the shows on the air.
That's true.
I was trying to do that.
Or at least have them send you the shows, and you'll review them here.
Or you have on one of the days during the week you have your own blog just about that.
That's true. Just
Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai
we have a Cobra Kai recap.
Kylan's Cobra Kai recap.
Okay, if you haven't looked it up, the show itself is Daniel-san is a successful car dealership owner.
Oh, God.
It just sounds sleazy.
No,
like,
but
I didn't do that.
But no, it makes sense because remember he loved cars.
Yeah, but the thing is, he's a dealer, but apparently he's also a little bit of a bully.
Oh.
See? What happened to Daniel? But Johnny, he's down and out, not surprisingly, because that's what happens to bad guys. But he's down and out, and he wants to reopen the Cobra Kai dojo and become the sensei of the dojo and train, you know, another generation of would-be bullies. And Daniel doesn't want him to do it, so... There's got to be a fight scene at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, the way the trailers and stuff look, it looks like it's not between Johnny and Daniel. It's their students that have the fight.
See, that's no fun, though. You need it between the originals.
Yeah.
See, actually, I'm about to ruin Karate Kid for you guys, because you remember of the rules according to the fight, to the competition? There was no contact to the face, because that's what got Johnny in trouble.
Yep.
And what did Daniel do to win the fight? He did a crane kick to the face. Technically, Danny should not have won.
Cause
so he would have been disqualified.
He would have been disqualified. And I thought about this years later. I'm like, but that was a kick to
there,
the face.
There have been like recaps and such looking at Karate Kid from the standpoint of Johnny as the hero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I read those. If you think about it, that's where you go with it. You know, mm-hmm. Johnny should have won.
Well, that was like a whole like year long plot line of How I Met Your Mother.
There you
yeah.
go.
Yeah, it was.
The Karate Kid with not Daniel.
That's yeah. right. There you go. That's right, because Barney always thought the Karate
yeah.
Kid
yeah.
was Johnny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was getting bullied by Daniel. Did we see the same movie?
So there you go. That gives you an excuse
yeah.
to go.
Well, you
got to
remember in the movie.
Is there anything actually out that week? I don't think there's anything out that week. It's the week of Avengers coming out. So you can go see Karate Kid, and then, like, the next night go see Avengers.
That would be unbearable for the rest of the week.
And how is that any different?
Oh!
So we got any more news? Or is that,
that wraps it up. Yeah, it's about the right time anyway.
Exactly.
So
we get to get into our second quarter movie stuff.
You don't even know what it's called.
Previews.
Stuff.
Things.
Stuff.
I don't know. Well, things. Like I said, this summer's front loaded, but then you look, there's not much after these first five. There's one huge one, when it comes to big tentpole movies.
Yeah.
We got one in April, two in May, and one in June, and that's... Then there's some other little horror ones in here, things that a lot of people like, but it's not going to be the huge market ones.
True that.
So, and we start off, April 6th comes in nice, slow.
Yes.
Well, it has A Quiet Place.
A Quiet Place is coming out for horror fans.
Right.
Which looks
horror
interesting.
Horror sci-fi fans.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because those are aliens... I saw one of their hands in one of the things.
And it looks fantastic.
I want to see it. John Krasinski.
Krasinski is actually starting to grow on me.
He doesn't just star in it. He directed this.
Okay.
In case you didn't know, Emily Blunt is his wife. And she's his wife in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's his real wife. But yeah, so this actually has been getting... Is this the one that... Yeah, it's actually at 100% on Fresh Tomatoes.
Yeah, it is 100%.
On Rotten Tomatoes, I mean, already.
Nice.
So
it's
getting a lot of good talk. So I've wanted to see it since I first saw the trailer, just because
yeah.
the whole Quiet
well,
thing.
Yeah.
John Krasinski
yeah.
is growing on me, because the first time I really noticed him, one, he looks a little like Zachary Levi.
Yeah.
Because when I first saw him, I'm like, wait a minute, is that... No, it's not. But he's also in Jack Ryan,
mm-hmm.
the new show coming for Amazon.
Yeah, he moved from comedy to drama really well.
Yeah, he was on the short list to be Captain America.
He was.
I could almost see it.
Chris Evans, yeah.
Yeah, and I had a hard time seeing that because that was my only experience with him was
at the time
the
he wasn't really doing dramatic stuff.
No, but
yeah.
like now I'm like.
Mm-hmm.
So I've only watched one other movie that had no talking, and that was Quest for Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, long a time ago.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah, Quest for Fire. No talking at all. Just some grunts
yep.
and then
mm-hmm.
lots of images and stuff. And so I'm really interested to see how A Quiet Place works. Like, I'm sure there's whispering and there's dialogue
mm-hmm.
and stuff, but a vast majority
there's
is supposed to be really quiet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's going to be
yeah.
interesting.
And it'll be nice to see a movie when the audience is forced to shut up
mm-hmm.
because there's nothing going on.
Yeah.
Which is like, when there's
candy
was
wrappers.
Castaway, wasn't it? Yeah, the whole 30
candy.
Minutes on the
to,
beach.
Yeah,
we just him and the ball and it's
like,
all silence. And you
you're
know what? That's a completely different movie
yeah.
experience.
Mm-hmm.
But like, when I saw Quest for Fire, I was like a little kid and I was just like, what in the world am I watching? But,
yeah.
But
and it had nothing to do with no dialogue.
Yeah, well, yeah. But then, like, I just remember that whole 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And the images are just telling the story.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I don't know, I'm excited in a way.
The thing is, though, think about how that very short segment of zero sound in the last Star Wars movie messed with the audience. And
oh,
yeah. They
yes.
were thinking that the sound went out. And I'm like, you people are just stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you never heard of dramatic effects?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, they don't know what that is.
So
there's not constant noise. They don't know what to do with themselves.
No. Another one is Wes Anderson makes some interesting, strange movies some here
mm-hmm.
and there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's got an actual animated movie coming out the same day. Isle
yeah.
of Dogs.
Love
this. Actually, it started this past week.
Oh, it already came
Select
out.
Theaters.
Then they had
and,
a
yeah,
in
Select
here.
Theaters
okay.
started this past week, and then the next couple of weeks it opens just in certain... I know it's going to play the Nightlight in Akron.
Yeah.
My
this is one
I
want
to see. It. It's gonna, I'm sure
yeah.
it's going to be great. I love Wes Anderson.
I can't stand Wes Anderson movies, but I like Dogs, and I like that animation.
Yeah.
Did you like The Fantastic Mr. Fox?
No. Wes Anderson's just too full of himself. That's why I don't like his
movies. That's a valid point. I think that's why I like
There's an awesome trailer online of the got, it's just called every Wes Anderson movie, and it's got the trailer that, like, everything in every single movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's just the same in every single movie. Mm. But this looks real. I watched the behind the scenes where the actors portraying each dog described their dogs, but they were actually as the dog.
Oh.
So they were doing, like, one of those, what is it called, Creature Comforts, that British show that had the animals talking?
Yeah.
It was kind of that sort of sense where each dog was describing themselves. So.
Cool.
It's got a good cast. It's got his usual cast, actually.
Yeah.
I've been seeing the trailers a lot more, and I see more online, and I've actually been kind of pulled into it, and I'm like,
yeah,
you know...
It's like the Secret Life of Pets.
It's Garbage Island full of things.
It looks super
yes.
cool. Yeah.
It just has some really cute charm to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I think the language barrier that the kid has is actually going to be something really... A lot of people are going to really like, because you're getting the movie from the perspective of these dogs.
Mm. Right.
And he speaks Japanese, but he's like, Spoto, Fetchy. Like, it's just going to be really charming,
yeah.
I feel.
Well, I'm just going to mention, because we do have wrestling fans out there, that the same week we have Blockers coming out with John Cena, which looks funny if you're into that type of comedy.
If you're into stupid comedy.
The next one, well, this one I had never heard of until I looked through the list, is a sci-fi horror thriller, The Endless.
Yeah, that looks good.
It's two brothers return to the cult they fled from years ago to discover that the group's beliefs may be more sane than they once thought.
Oh.
Okay.
So
they don't just being brainwashed.
I mean, this is all people. I don't recognize anybody in this. It's one of those under the radar sci-fi movies.
Yeah.
It's one of the under the radar sci-fi movies.
Anybody?
Huh.
So, but I think that's it for August 6th.
April.
That sounds
great.
April
6th. Sorry.
Stop
April
6th.
April 13th. Do we have anything?
Rampage.
Yes, Rampage.
Rampage
that one,
moved to the 13th because it had originally been the 20th.
That one. The more I see, I've only seen like they only have like one or two trailers total. But every time I see that trailer, it looks even more fun to me.
And this
based on the old arcade game.
Reading what's their description of the movie, I'm like, this sounds so dumb. But every time I watch the trailer, I'm like, oh yeah, I want to see
George.
Well, it really is dumb.
George.
Like, there's nothing to the movie. Like,
no.
Yeah.
It's not a movie,
a video game.
It's just a bunch of big monsters destroying a city, and they have to stop them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds fantastic.
You know,
that's the same reason we saw Pacific Rim.
Exactly. It's the same reason you go to Pacific Rim. It's just robots and monsters destroying things.
Yeah, like, I thought Pacific Rim had depth.
So, this one, like I said, it's going to be fun. I want to see more George, because George is an awesome character in the trailers.
Right.
Now, hopefully, not all of his good stuff's in the trailers.
See, the thing is, I'm hoping they don't, since he's mutated, I'm hoping they don't kill George.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because George is like, he's the good ape at the beginning,
right.
And he's Rock's best buddy, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And because you know every movie The Rock is in, you just think of him as The Rock. You don't think of him as any other character.
No,
he's
a
main
character.
So,
he's The Rock.
He's Rock's best buddy. You don't want him to die, and it looks like one part of the trailer they're working together,
yeah.
Even when he's mutated. So, you never know. But yes, there's giant lizard and giant...
I think it's Lizzie and... What's the name of the wolf? I don't remember the wolves.
I don't know if in the movie they give them those names. I know George has George, but I don't think the alligator gets called Lizzie or the wolf gets called whatever.
Is it Ralph?
The game, is the wolf named Ralph?
Yeah, in the game
yeah,
they're Ralph,
think,
little Ralph and Lizzie and George.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So, but I don't, I mean, because George is obviously not a pet, but he's an animal he takes care of,
yeah.
his
right.
friend, whereas the other ones are just suddenly there. Right.
But then again, in the game,
in
the game there were humans that were mutated into, you know, which...
Yeah, that's true. Humans mutated into the animals in the game.
Right, so.
These started as animals.
Right.
So, was there anything else? Nothing else is popping up for me that weekend for this.
No.
The next weekend, though, for people who like dumb comedies, this was one of the classic, one of my favorite comedies of all time, Super Troopers. Well, Super Troopers 2 is finally coming out on 420.
Oh. 420?
420.
Believe it.
And anybody seen Super Troopers knows that works. That's perfect.
Okay.
Maybe it'll bring back 911 then.
Yeah. That's basically what this was the movie version.
Yeah, bring 911 because they couldn't get the rights to Super Troopers. Comedy Central couldn't get the rights to Super Troopers. So they created Reno 911 to kind of fill that void.
My mom actually loved Reno 911, which I thought
until
was
good. I watched Reno 911. So.
Well, the one trailer I've seen for this, it looks like... Once again, I'm hoping they didn't do everything in the trailer, but it looks just as good as the first one. If you like the first one, you're going to like this. I mean, the guy is the guys from Broken Lizard doing what they do.
So there you go.
So, well, then moves on to the, after that. Was there anything? There's a couple of the movies that week, but nothing that's jumping out. Ghostland comes out the day before, which I'm not, have no idea what that even is.
It sounded interesting to me. It's just a story about a mother and of two inherits a home from her aunt, and the first night there, she has to like fight off some home invaders or whatever.
Oh yeah, that's
and then and they survive it, right. And then 16 years later, something like that. They the that's daughters go back to that house, mm-hmm. and weird things start happening. So okay. I'm interested to see like because it's called Ghostland. So what is in that house?
Ghostland. Probably ghost stuff.
That would be my guess.
Just lamps.
So
there,
yeah,
there's
just
one on the 25th of April. There is one hitting Netflix from South Korea.
Okay.
Called Psychokinesis.
Mm.
The only description I got was that a father sets out to save his troubled daughter with superpowers that he discovers he possesses.
Hmm.
That's all I know about it.
You know,
it's from South Korea.
South Korea. Let's watch
Maddie's
it.
Got psychokinesis.
Bet that's one of them.
Or just psycho.
Maybe, yeah, that could be it.
So yeah, it could be interesting, fast. But hey, what do you have to lose? It's on Netflix. You can always stop it and move on.
And then the big one.
Well, then the first big one for the summer. I mean, Rampage is going to be a decent size,
well,
but it's not going to hit
the
miss.
Big one, mm-hmm. one of the only big ones. On
yeah.
The
We get Avengers Infinity War on April 27th.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah, Disney moves their market, their income stream from Black Panther over to...
Yep.
Yeah. Was it Infinity War already blowing out the records of Black Panther set?
Yeah, it's already
for the pre-sales
it's already
and stuff?
Beat the pre-sale
yeah.
records.
Yeah, I noticed that they were already selling tickets. I'm like, oh my god, all the theaters are already sold out. So I'm texting both Ken and Vicky, like, okay, do you want me to get tickets? I'm online right now. There's a couple seats left.
Yeah, as soon as they dropped the official trailer, that's the day the tickets went on sale, and that's when mm-hmm. I bought them.
Yeah. Well, we couldn't go on Thursday anyway.
I was running
to class.
Stores into the month, getting ready.
So, but it's just so you're prepared, it's 156 minutes long.
Great.
Oh. That's fine by me.
So no, but it's, in terms of no, the long movies are fine, but this is the longest Marvel movie yet.
So don't buy the mega gulp.
And it's only
or do.
And if you do, make sure the lid is tightly secured.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or you know, make sure your tickets are on the end of the aisle because there's nothing worse than someone walking in front of you
right.
in a movie, yes. and you're just gonna want to triple.
Right.
See, that's why actually that's one of the reasons I like just because of space. The theaters with recliners, because those aisles are
yeah,
nice and wide.
You don't
not
have to
bumping
move.
On everybody.
I still don't like people walking in front of me, though.
I don't like
you need to crawl.
See,
cross.
You know what? This is
yeah.
why we buy the tickets early and we sit right in the middle.
Yeah.
Because really, you got two ways to go.
Yep.
And one
yep.
of them's not in front of me.
Yep.
That's all there is to it.
So whichever way you go, not in front of me.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, I've had people, like, we're sitting in the middle and this
cross
person's, there. Like, over here. They decide they want to go this way. I'm like, what? You go... You go that way. No,
yeah, they'd rather go
once
past
again,
10
we need
people
Facebook
than
three.
Why are
you
ending it all the way?
I never understood. I'm like, why are you doing that? Like, they don't understand. Because
they're just rude.
Efficiency.
So,
can you do it?
So we'll just bring your yardstick and put it up.
Exactly.
If you want to walk in front of me, you must pay the toll. $5. If you want to go pee, you got to give me
$5.
$5.
Cash.
Yes.
Okay.
You know what? Our episode's covering that weekend anyway.
Moving to May 4th.
Overboard.
That's interesting.
Yes.
Overboard. But the IMDb app has Super Troopers 2 poster there.
Yeah. Oh, not on mine.
No.
Huh.
IMDb screws up with their dates.
Oh,
then, like, they hadn't even changed some of the switched movies on one
on
of
mine
lists.
They have.
That,
it depends if you look. There's,
it
they have two different
too.
Lists
yeah.
on IMDb, so it depends which ones you pick as to and how soon they change them.
Hmm.
And also,
yeah.
they're different between their app and their website.
Yeah,
yeah,
I don't
have
that on here.
True.
Overboard has Anna Faris in it, if
mm-hmm.
anyone's into that. And if you saw the original, just go watch the original.
Yeah, it's a remake of, wasn't it Kurt Russell and...
Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
Yeah.
It's
the
original, yeah, with the swap.
They're switched. It's the man who's rich this time instead of the woman.
Okay.
And the guy is someone, he's only ever been in, like, apparently Spanish movies before this. His Eugenio Derbez, no idea who he is, but he's the guy. And Anna Faris is the poor, down on her luck, you know, chick. And Eva Longoria.
Wait,
you know
what?
Wait. When's that movie coming out?
May 4th.
You do realize what the next I'm making connections in my head that just aren't there. Never mind.
Spain, Mexico. Mexico.
Yeah, what's that? Because you know, the next day is
Cinco de Mayo. But he's Spanish, not Mexican.
Well, the interesting thing is, you look at the IMDb. He's like the seventh name on the list.
Yeah, he's not even at the top of the list.
And he's like the co-star of the movie.
Yeah,
that tells you how popular he is and how many people know him.
It's gonna probably do big in Spain and Mexico.
Right.
Well, there's actually David Tennant has one that we can
also.
Yeah,
that one looks kind of interesting.
Bad Samaritan.
That's not a geek one, so I didn't.
But it's a horror movie.
Yeah, so of course I looked at it.
A pair of burglars. This actually, it's a horror movie, but it sounds like the premise of a Home Alone movie.
It's more like a thriller, not horror.
It says a pair of burglars stumble on a woman being held captive in a home they intended to rob. So you basically break into a house and weird things happen.
Yeah.
That's like Home Alone.
So she's already, like, there.
Yeah, she's already
being
captured.
Held captive.
Yeah. They're breaking into a house that a crime's already happening in.
Yeah.
Well,
be the heroes.
That sounds like Wait Till It Comes on Netflix kind of movie.
Yeah.
It just popped up for me because it had David Tennant in it.
Which it may be direct to something. I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Moving on to May 11th, what do we got?
Nothing.
I'm trying to look, see if there's anything.
No, there's nothing because Avengers came out on the 27th.
Yeah.
And then Deadpool comes out on the 18th. So no one wanted to put any kind of movie to make any kind of money in between those
two.
Yeah,
May 11th, Terminal, Life of the Party, The Seagull, and Breaking In. None of them looked interesting.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
Breaking In was on. I saw the trailer for Breaking In, and it's just kind of like, it's a great Mother's Day movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it is. I mean, that's what I'm like.
That's
like
a
Mother's
Netflix
Day.
One,
that's, that's the week. That's the weekend you get the Mother's Day movies. That's
right.
The
Mother's Day action.
Or take your mom
movies
to a drama.
That's
right. Yeah.
Well, moving on to May 18th.
You are saving the drama for
the next
your
big
mom
one.
The next big one is May 18th. We get Show Dogs.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. That's
starring Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool.
Yes.
Well, no, Show Dogs is actually coming out. We saw a trailer
yes,
for that.
It is.
It's basically the newest version of Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's the dogs walking around talking and all that stuff.
I'm crazy.
But Deadpool is also coming out that day.
Yes.
And I just want to read the synopsis that is provided for Deadpool
yes,
2.
Yes, please. Please do. Dramatic reading.
After surviving a near-fatal bovine attack, a disfigured cafeteria chef, Wade Wilson, struggles to fulfill his dream of becoming Mayberry's hottest bartender, while also learning to cope with his lost sense of taste. Searching to regain his spice for life as well as a flux capacitor, Wade must battle ninjas, the Yakuza, and a pack of sexually aggressive canines as he journeys around the world to discover the importance of family, friendship, and flavor. Finding a new taste for adventure and earning the coveted coffee mug title of World's Best Lover. That is the official synopsis on IMDb, by the way.
Whoever wrote that didn't get paid enough.
No. I wouldn't be surprised if it had been Ryan Reynolds.
I mean, I'd still watch that movie.
I know.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds was the star.
With all that going on, I'd still watch.
Yep. Sounds like somebody took like their chat app and like
just hit the
kept
in the middle of it.
Yeah.
That kind of makes
there
sense.
There we go.
Post.
We got a story. You know?
That's very
so,
Deadpool.
So we all know about that, and we've talked about
it
multiple times. So we know we're all going to go see it.
Next one up is May 25th. We get Solo, a Star Wars story.
Yes, we do.
And this one, it looks like it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I completely forgot that Solo was coming out this year.
There's so many better things to see.
I haven't been against
really
seeing it.
I'm really cautiously optimistic about
it. The problem with it is the fact that it came so close to The Last Jedi now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so they waited all the media until The Last Jedi was out of theaters before they started any of the media for it. So it's
one reason why they bumped Avengers to a week earlier to give Solo an extra week of advertising and such. Because, well, I mean, quite honestly, Avengers might stay in first place all the way to July. I mean,
yeah.
So.
I think this movie's actually going to, for non-Star Wars, huge Star Wars fans, this may end up flying under the radar, unfortunately, because of where it's at.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Disney income stream number three.
So
I'm excited because I love heist movies.
Yeah.
I'm kind of coming at it from that place.
This is like a Western heist movie.
I mean, I'll still go see it. It's just not really on my radar.
Right. Right.
It's going to be one of those, oh yeah, that movie's out this week. I guess I'll go.
Yeah, it's not like Rogue One. Like, I was just waiting for Rogue One.
Yeah, I was just constantly hitting refresh waiting for those tickets to go on sale.
Yeah. This, I'm like, okay. But it was a heist movie, so.
Yeah. If at this point, I think they need to keep Star Wars in December and just keep it once a year is fine.
Yeah.
That way you have a year to get
hyped. I would have been okay with that because then I know to expect it. I know when it's going to be, and I could get all hyped for it.
Right. But,
well, we'll see how it does. Yeah. Also, that same day, though, we get a movie. I didn't even know this was coming. And just because it's about Frankenstein, is Mary Shelley. There's a biopic on Mary Shelley coming out.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
This has
crap out of that one.
Ella Fanning and Maisie Williams in it. So.
Oh.
Yeah, the love affair between poet Percy Shelley and 18-year-old Mary Wollstonecraft Goodwin, which resulted in Mary Shelley writing Frankenstein.
Oh.
So it does actually relate to Frankenstein, not just the fact that she wrote it. So it seems like
And they're actually labeling it a biography, drama, and romance. So there's going to be a lot of factual things in it.
Mm-hmm. But then we get into June.
Yes.
And the first week of June, I'm looking, there's not much on June 1st. I mean, there's a bunch of movies coming out, but I don't know any of them that are jumped out of my radar.
There's one supposedly coming out in June on Netflix, but it didn't have a date. It just said June. Called Cargo. Which is a kind of an apocalypse, end of the world kind of one. And interestingly, it stars Martin Freeman.
Okay.
Who doesn't usually do that kind of movie. I mean, you know, he's obviously done the Avengers and Black Panther kind of stuff, but he doesn't usually do that kind of set piece. But it's stranded in rural Australia in the aftermath of a violent pandemic.
Ooh.
An infected father desperately seeks a new home for his infant child and a means to protect her from his own changing nature. It comes from the producers of The Babadook, if you happen to see that movie.
Oh, yeah. That's
and it's
one.
Based on a short film that got over 13 million views on YouTube.
Oh.
So, but yeah, that's coming to Netflix. It's called Cargo.
Well, there is one coming out on June 1st that I didn't really know much about. It's called Upgrade, but it's set in the near future. Technology controls nearly all aspects of life. But when Gary, a self-identified technophobe, has his world turned upside down, his only hope for revenge is an experimental computer chip implant called STEM.
Hmm.
Interesting.
So that sounds interesting. Greg?
Yeah,
Greg.
Gary.
Well, whatever. Starts with a G.
Gary's more of an everyman name, which I appreciate.
Yes.
Well,
I don't care if we're not going to talk about it. I want to talk about it. Ocean's 8.
Yeah, well, I was going to bring that up next, just the fact that, because Kylan was talking about liking heist movies, well, Ocean's 8 comes out on June 8th.
I'm excited for that. So hyped for this movie.
Yes.
Quite honestly, this trailer is a lot more exciting than Solo.
It is.
It is.
The cast is so good.
It was a hell of a lot more exciting. Yeah.
Also, that same day, though, this should hit everybody in the heartstrings.
Oh, yeah.
Was Won't You Be My Neighbor comes out, which is basically a biopic on Mr. Rogers.
See, I never watched Mr. Rogers, so I don't care.
I want to see that.
So, well, most
dude with a cardigan who changed his shoes.
I watched him, like, every day.
I love Mr. Rogers.
Me too.
Yeah, everybody on American PBS, it was on every day, all the time. Every day. Like, I think they even put him on some point on Saturdays and Sundays.
I'm not saying it wasn't on. I'm just saying
like,
watch it.
Good wholesome children's television.
And actually, just recently, a thing going around on Facebook of a clip of him talking to... about pulling funding for PBS, and he made this whole speech to
Congress or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
They did a drunk history thing on that.
Did they?
Yeah. Awesome.
I'm gonna watch that one. Yeah.
Well, the next week, June 15th, we get The Incredibles 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do.
That
this
one
movie
is,
was my childhood.
So the first Incredibles is probably one of the best Pixar movies ever.
Yeah.
Oh, without a doubt.
It beats Toy Story by a long shot, as far as I'm concerned.
This movie,
I'm not a Toy Story fan.
The Incredibles was super important to the development of superhero movies as a whole, too.
Yeah.
Like, it really was the proof of concept.
Yes.
Yeah.
It really paved the way for all the superhero movies we know and
love
today.
And superheroes, they could have a family. They could they could be real world. They could have a life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this one, especially the sequel... Basically, Bob stays home as Helen goes out and fights crime.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's like a day in the life.
Math.
Yeah.
he stays home and takes care of Jack-Jack, who is starting to experience his powers. Which
yeah,
there's a lot
many.
Of them.
Which is every power.
All the powers. Can you imagine that, like, in a not even toddler yet, just all the powers just coming out?
Well, that was the end of the movie.
I just recently got the pun on his name.
Oh.
He's a jack of all trades.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it took me until, like, 2 months ago to get that. And I was just, oh my god.
Yes. You just blew my mind.
Yeah.
So not surprisingly, it's not obviously not just Bob at home and Helen out fighting.
Right.
Eventually,
mm-hmm.
they all get back together again,
I'd
and everyone suits
that.
Up.
Yeah,
absolutely. I would still watch it too.
Domestic superhero life. I'm here for it.
Yep.
And Sam Jackson's back in it too. And,
okay.
You know, all the cast of characters is back.
Do you remember, like, was it this that fall after the movie came out? ABC had that one. It was like the superhero. Family,
yeah,
and it was sort of like they were sort of like the Incredibles.
Yeah,
oh
yeah,
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 I do remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
It only had like a one and a half seasons. It was
and
great
then,
though.
I think Michael Chiklis was in it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Michael Chiklis
yes.
was his dad.
I liked it. I liked it.
Give me
a
minute.
It was a really good show, and it had almost like an Incredibles
it
feel
did.
To it.
And then it was just gone.
Yeah,
there's nothing.
Yeah, and I forget what.
I can't remember the
I'm
name
looking.
Of it.
I know Dawn's probably looking too.
Yeah, it was it. No, it wasn't that one. Okay,
I don't
actually
remember.
If I look up Michael Chiklis,
yeah,
I was
just
up.
That's what I'm doing right now is I'm checking going that way.
Chiklis.
If I can spell it right.
Not don't
no
ask
ordinary
me.
Ordinary Family.
Yeah,
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 that's it.
Yeah,
oh, I remember that one.
Yeah,
that was 2010.
Why do I remember that
one?
Yeah,
because it was a good show.
It was
the Howls.
Yes, the Howls.
It was on Sundays, which was not a good time for
no.
that kind of show.
No.
Kiss of Death for that
yeah.
kind of show.
The only show that ever did well at that time was yeah, this getting today's last season for it. Once Upon a Time.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah.
That, but Once Upon a Time had recognition because of
Disney.
Yeah, it was basically a Disney show.
Yeah, so No Ordinary Family had 20 episodes.
Yeah,
yeah,
they made it one season.
Yeah, maybe we'll find it on Netflix or something. You never know.
You might
even
find it on YouTube.
Well,
that's true.
After that, there's really only one more major movie for this quarter.
No, you did not let me finish June 15th.
What else?
Because this
there?
Is important for Kylan. Apparently, there's a remake of Superfly.
Yes, there is.
Wait, there's a what? How are you gonna remake Superfly?
I don't know.
With Jason Mitchell, Trevor Jackson, Lex
yeah,
Scott Davis,
and
Jennifer Morrison. She was on House. She was.
Y'all trying to make me grow my afro, and I'm not gonna do it. Y'all trying to make me grow my afro back. My
do it.
There's already a trailer apparently came out.
Oh my!
So.
Man.
They didn't say anything about there being changes to it or anything. Oh, so I don't know. It just sounded like.
Well, you do remember.
Yeah, the description for this is just straight up. The movie is a remake of the 1972 blaxploitation film Superfly.
Yeah,
that's
it.
The only description you get.
You know what the story is, right?
Nope.
Well,
no.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, all right. So there's this guy's name's Priest, and he's trying to get out of the drug game, but he's like a street level. Drug dealer, he's trying to make one last score before, and then he's gonna make all his money and get out. And basically, word gets out that he's trying to get out, and basically all the people are trying to go after him and try to take him out before he can, you know, do the last big deal. It's really good though. It's not Shaft good, but Superfly.
Shaft
Superfly.
Was the standard for blaxploitation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
it's not
for
Shaft
that genre.
Good.
You're right.
But okay. But all right. They're remaking Superfly.
Yes.
I think it kind of works.
And the thing
well.
Is, though, like supposedly it is coming out June 15th, but there's been nothing else about it.
Yeah.
Like so.
Yeah. I feel
man.
Like they might push it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
then because. Jurassic World.
Yeah, Jurassic World
yeah.
is the next week on June 22nd.
Yes.
So
it just seems like, do you want a crowd or not?
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Yeah, I think that's the last.
They
week.
Get one weekend.
One of the quarter.
Yeah,
is,
this
is
the
Jurassic
World.
The
Jurassic
World
looks fun. I mean, it's a little different because it's basically the island is being destroyed, and whether or not they're going to save the animals on it.
Just blue.
I say no. Just
blue. I don't care about any of them.
Well, they do bring Jeff Goldblum back to let everybody know that life will survive somehow.
Ugh.
Because no one's really going to go see it unless Jeff Goldblum's in it.
Yeah.
Well, everyone wanted to see
I'm
it.
I'm pretty sure that's the only reason anyone saw The Lost World.
I mean, yeah. I never saw the last one. I don't plan to see this one, but I'm pretty sure, yeah.
It's Chris Pratt.
Yeah, but Chris Pratt probably keeps his shirt on, so.
Okay, but that outfit he wore in the last one looked real good on him.
He does a lot of running based on the trailer.
I just need to watch his
leg is all in
because
he runs away.
I hate to see him leave, but I love to watch him go.
And Dr. Cindy's wife, Belle, is one of the best scientists. And, you know, I'm sure Dr. Banzai said, I'm going to send you to handle the whole, you know, dinosaur issue. I got other things going on. Oh, wait, hold on. That's another movie. Never mind.
Yeah, I was
going
to say,
no, you see, Dr. Banzai is involved with everything.
Yes.
So you don't know that this is not Rawhide showing up in your Jurassic World movies.
No, he's New Jersey.
Jersey.
There you go.
Yeah, Rawhide was...
He wore that cowboy outfit. He makes me think it's Rawhide every time.
You know, the first time I saw that movie, and when they pull up, and I'm like... Oh,
where did this come from?
And then there's the
why
rest
are
of
you in woolly chaps and a cowboy.
The rest of the Cavaliers were the same. They're like, oh.
See, that's a cosplay we have to convince someone to do.
A group cosplay.
Group cosplay.
Oh, okay.
The Hong Kong Cavaliers.
Of the Hong Kong Cavaliers.
I'm Reno.
Let's do it.
I'm not Banzai.
Who's gonna be Banzai?
We'll find someone to do Banzai. I may have to do Banzai.
Although, say, technically,
if I need the suit,
I'm getting pointed
at.
You should do Banzai.
You're too tall.
No, you know what? Actually,
like 6'2".
No, the truth is, nobody really knows what Banzai looks like because that movie is considered
a
drama.
Actually, you can be Perfect Tommy.
Yeah.
What we're talking about. Sure, I'll take it.
That movie's considered a docudrama, and Peter
That's
Weller
true.
Was asked by Dr. Banzai to portray him in the series, in the movie.
That's
technically,
right.
Dr. Banzai does not look like Peter Weller. Nobody's ever seen him, to be honest with you.
Are we sure it's a man?
Some people have.
I mean, they have, but he's not.
Are we even sure he's a man?
That's true.
Dr.
Banzai could be a woman.
That's what I thought, yeah. I'd have to do Ron.
Or an alien.
Clancy Brown's character?
Yeah.
Somebody
that was the last of the movies,
Google.
Though, really.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
Yeah, somebody
so there's a couple of huge ones coming out, but we're going to have
plenty
of time to put other stuff in
there. It'll be interesting to see the box office for the big ones that come out pretty close to each other. Like,
yeah.
You know, with Avengers, then Deadpool, then Solo, just to see what the box office
I don't think
do.
It's not going to be like the last couple of summers, box offices have been ginormously huge. And Avengers
yeah.
is going to be ginormously huge.
Because we've said this before, the past few years we've gotten movies so spread out. We get the big ones in February
yeah.
now, we get the big ones in the fall now. Especially around Christmas, you always get like
yeah.
the Harry Potter ones and Star Wars ones.
Star Wars.
Like they're always around
well,
summer and stuff.
That's
so.
Like this first quarter. The has had huge first quarter box offices, but compare that to what we've been doing in the summer recently, and they're not even a blip on the map.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, a good movie for the first quarter, usually, you're talking maybe a $75 to $100 million open.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas summer blockbusters, you're talking almost $500 million opens.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's going to be interesting to see how these do,
mm-hmm.
since there's so few of them that are going to be that effect.
Mm-hmm. And then you still have more superhero movies for the rest of the year.
Oh, yeah,
You've got Ant-Man and Wasp at the beginning of July.
Right.
You've got Venom coming in, is it October?
October.
There's still a lot of mixture on that one, on whether or not people are even want to see this coming.
Well, the biggest problem is so many people were disappointed in the trailer because nothing was in it. And I'm
yeah.
like, no, this is the trailer you need.
Yeah.
You don't want to see Venom right away.
No,
there's no way.
Well,
and then near the end of the year, you have another Fantastic Beasts movie. So
yeah.
there's a lot of big ones still coming.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be an interesting year to see the way that works.
Right.
Like we said, this is a weird year for movies. It's on the light side for
mm-hmm.
what we've been getting.
I will say, though, like from my perspective, I usually go to the movies maybe 3 times a year. But this year I plan on going... A lot.
Yeah.
So these movies might not all... There might not be a whole lot of them that are going to be like... awesome, but I want to go see every single one of them that
exactly.
will be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Rather than years past where I'd be like, oh, a couple of these appeal to me.
Mm-hmm.
The only one of these that we've really talked about that doesn't really speak my language is Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
But I've never liked Jurassic Park.
Right, right.
Like,
oh yeah.
When I was a kid, my dad showed it to me, and I was so scared. Oh. I was like, so little.
Sure.
Dinosaurs were scary.
The original I was fine with, but I was like, it's dinosaur. I don't care that much. Like, it's... You're just messing with science and recreating dinosaurs. Okay, that's a bad idea. Right from the start.
And they spun from the book, and then they rewrote the second book to fit to the movie, and I was like,
yeah, because I read the books.
Done.
Yeah.
But there's books?
Yeah.
That might be more about
that. That's how they started it.
I didn't know that.
Michael Crichton wrote the books.
Yeah.
Yep.
Genuinely didn't know that.
I didn't know that was coming. Later this year, we got The Predator coming.
Yeah.
I didn't realize we had a sequel coming for that.
We've mentioned it at some
point. There's a couple of movies that have snuck up on me this year.
Some of them you may know they're coming, but you don't realize when they're coming.
Yeah,
right.
Because you think, especially something like The Predator, there'd be a lot of effects and that kind of thing. It's not coming, and all of a sudden it's here.
Right.
I was flipping through the list, and it's like the one movie I was extra in last year, White Boy Rick, is coming in August.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool.
There you go.
I didn't know when it was coming. There's a couple of things that I'm surprised when I'm like, wait, that's then? Awesome. So, well, that's the end of this quarter. Let us know what you guys thought about it. I mean, is there anything that we missed that you guys are looking forward to?
Yeah, what are you really looking forward to seeing other than the big blockbusters? Like,
exactly.
That's obvious. Like, there's a reason they're blockbusters, because most people look forward to seeing them.
Sometimes the off movies are just as good as the big ones. It's just they don't get the same hype.
The little ones can sometimes sneak in there and suddenly get on the box office. Never know.
So, anything else before we wrap this up today?
No, I think we're
okay.
Next week we'll have Ready Player One.
Yes.
Yes.
And Vicky and I already saw it. We had a blast.
Same
I mean, this was fun.
Bart saw it too.
Yeah, Bart saw it. Same thing?
I saw Thursday night at Highland.
Okay.
It was so good. And as a result of seeing it, the friend I saw it with gave me like 5 different movies I had to order from the library that were referenced in Ready Player One I had never heard of.
Nice.
So go out and get it, watch it. Next week we'll break it down and talk to probably compare it to the book and all of these types of things, because I think all of us have read it at this point just about, except for Vicky, and I'm making her read it at some point.
She's seen the movie. She doesn't have to.
Exactly.
I don't actually plan on seeing the movie.
I can already tell you the book's better than the movie, and I haven't seen the movie.
So, but well, for there, remember, Geeksters, you can find us on our home on the internet, geekwatch1.com. Anywhere, everywhere on social media, put in GeekWatch1. If you put GeekWatch1 in a search bar and don't find us, let us know, and Miss Dawn will take care of that problem.
Damn right.
Also, you can find us at GeekWatch1@gmail.com. We're on our networks at the Tangentbound Network at tangentboundnetwork.com, and Weeby Geeks at WeebyGeeksPC.com. And then for Dawn and Kylan, Vicky, myself, and everybody here at the Meeple, just remember...
No matter where you go, there you are.